Data from a survey that asked youth in Waterloo region about their sense of belonging and mental health shows a 7% improvement in how they perceive their connection to their communities despite a troubling increase in youth homelessness, hunger and discrimination. The Children and Youth Planning Table, CYPT, of Waterloo Region's 2023 Youth Impact Survey, YIS, was launched last May with the goal to hear from a diverse cross-section of youth aged 9 to 18 about their well-being. It heard from 1,876 youth between April 30 and June 9, 2023, and 71% of all YIS respondents said they felt a very strong or somewhat strong sense of belonging to their community, representing a 7% increase over the previous survey in 2021. Only 21% of youth participating said they felt isolated from others in the community, compared to 31% in 2021. The survey is based on the Canadian Index of Child and Youth Well-being, a framework developed by UNICEF Canada to better understand how children and youth are doing across the country. Some topics covered by questions in the survey include belonging, mental and emotional health, connection to the environment, participation in the community, and more. Those who reported a moderate sense of satisfaction in their lives also increased to 78%, up 7% since 2021. Among the troubling findings is an 8% increase in the number of youth experiencing homelessness or hidden homelessness, which represents 13% of respondents. The number of young people who at least sometimes go to school or bed hungry has increased from 5% in 2021 to 15% in 2023. The number of youth who experienced discrimination rose to 48% of respondents, and most said that discrimination was about their physical appearance. In every way we measured it, the number of youth experiencing discrimination has increased, say the survey authors. Youth mental health has remained steady, with 55% of respondents reporting their state of mental health as positive. The Youth Impact Survey is an incredibly valuable tool for decision-makers, organizations, and anyone else in Waterloo Region. It tells us how youth are doing, what they want to see in their community, and shows us where we need to focus our efforts to make the region better, not only for its youngest members, but for everyone, said Region of Waterloo Chair Karen Redman in a press release. The Youth Impact Survey is more than a survey. It's about continuous engagement of youth voices, said Allison Pearson, manager of the CYPT, in the release. Pearson said the CYPT will now use the data to get deeper insights into the experiences of diverse populations of young people. Then they will engage youth with the data by holding sense-making sessions, youth focus groups to digest and think about the data. Based on what participants say, the CYPT will then compile a list of concrete actions that youth want to see in their community. The latest survey was conducted by the CYPT, in partnership with UNICEF Canada, United Way Waterloo Region Communities, Waterloo Region Community Foundation, and the Family Cycle Laboratory at the University of Waterloo. The CYPT is a member-driven partnership with over 65 voting member organizations across Waterloo Region. The CYPT works to improve the well-being of children and youth through a system of coordinated and effective services that are supported by capacity-building initiatives. Recognizing the complex challenges and issues related to the well-being of children and youth, the CYPT operates through a collective impact model seeking to promote the shared vision of happy, healthy children and youth, today and tomorrow.